You're listening to SBS News.
The controversy over working from home continues to swirl around the nation's workplaces. Employers want their workers back in the office. Workers ask why, as they get more work done at home. So what do the facts tell us about working from home? Dr. Mark Benden is the chair for the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health at Texas A&M University in the US, and he's been carrying out exhaustive research into the way people work. In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, he talks about working from home and also which days of the week are least productive.
We conducted a large two-year study that monitored office workers every second of every day for almost 100 metrics. And one of the powerful things about this study was that we were able to really see changes between people over time, even people when there was a disruption called Hurricane Harvey that occurred. You got to see people in the office, out of the office, working remotely, lots of different applications, and really understand what happens throughout not just the week, but the month, the year, et cetera. So very, very significant to have that many people, almost 900 people monitored for that long a period of time. One of the big questions we get right now is about the idea of remote or hybrid workers. Now, purely remote, of course, is 5 days a week. They're out of an office. They're working, say, from home or the road. Hybrid workers, and that is the more common scenario today, is that they've got a couple days in the office, two or three days at home or on the road, and they have this sort of combination. When we looked at the productivity, the output on a 24-hour basis, Monday through Friday, what we found was that it was essentially the same. So workers who work from home, workers who worked on the road, workers who worked in the office, their output was about the same. Now, one thing that was different, though, the people who were remote and hybrid, their hours were longer. So they were working from, say, 7 a.m. to midnight to get the same amount of work done, which means they were taking breaks perhaps for other things, maybe family, you know, quality of life types of situations. But the folks who were in the office, they tended to be much closer to an 8-to-5 schedule, and that's when they got all of their productivity completed. So we have this productivity view of the world, and what we see with that is across hybrid, remote, and in-person, very similar. Now, what that does not account for is the commute time that people dedicate and the stress that comes from that commute often. And then it also doesn't account for visibility in the office, promotability, career, succession planning. So there's a lot more to the conversation than just, are people getting their work done? I think that one is pretty clear that's happening. How is that affecting us as individuals? How is that affecting us in our relationships, as parents, with our coworkers? A lot more that needs to be done on that.
So what did you find out about the way we work on a day-to-day basis?
One of the big changes we noticed right away was that the daily total of work output on the computer, number of words typed, et cetera, was not the same by day of week. In fact, it really went down each day from Monday through Friday. And wow, on Friday, it was dramatically different. Friday was a really big drop in productivity and output, particularly Friday afternoon. That was the largest. And it was unique from all the other periods of time that we studied during the week. It was in and of itself dramatically different than the rest of the week.
How did you come to that conclusion?
So we did find a little difference in error rate throughout the day. As you can imagine, as we become fatigued, the late afternoon time period, people do commit more errors on their keyboard. They have more backspaces and problems and misspelled words. We were really surprised, though, that wasn't that different on Friday afternoons, but the total output was dramatically different. More than half of what it was on a typical afternoon and almost a third of what it was on Monday afternoon. So very, very big differences. So a lot of people ask about this Friday effect. And I mean, it is the day of the week that people tend to take off the most. People take a lot of Fridays off to kind of get the weekend started. Unfortunately, what we're seeing with the TGIF phenomena is that people take it a little too literally because they're really appreciating their Friday while they're still at work on the clock. And so that's kind of the struggle from this research is how do we either embrace that and have the worker take that time for personal and family time or correct it and fix it. And again, that one tends to be the harder path. The question often that I get from people is, you know, are Friday afternoons worth it? Should we really have scheduled work on Friday afternoons? And right now from the data, I can't see a big reason to support that. If we were to alter or change the way that we work on Friday afternoons and schedule in, for instance, only FaceTime meetings or something on Friday afternoons, maybe that would help. But if you take the worker's perspective, the typical response is, I want Friday afternoon off.